high stepping, chest out, head up, chin up, celebrating Veterans Day weekend, a special edition of Rosie on the House.
One of my favorite holidays of the year.
Absolutely.
And I also have a favorite event, annual event that comes up I'd like to tell you about. It's Arcadia's Edible Garden Tour.
Oh, that is good.
Oh,
yeah,
it's coming up
fun.
November 23rd. I talked to my good friend Jill Green. They have some tickets left. And if you want to, a fun way to spend a morning, this is it. You get to tour 9 edible landscapes that are tucked away down there in Arcadia. It will just inspire you and encourage you to go home and make your backyard a wonderful place.
They've got yards that you'll see where actually the entire yard, front yard, backyard, side yard, there's nothing there growing on that property that you don't eat.
Yeah, and they've got critters. There's lots of little
critters
down there. It's just a blast. So I encourage you.
Not ones that we fill up with water and smash with shovels. These are different types of critters.
Well, they have that kind of critters too, but they have fun ones, little goats and sheep and pigs and chickens and you name it, they
lots
have
of
it.
Chickens.
So if you're interested, just go to ediblegardentour.com and get yourself a ticket.
It's an absolute fabulous way to spend the morning. You get to see 9 different residences that have taken different approaches to edible landscaping. And I'll tell you, Bill, I'm becoming a bigger and bigger believer in edible landscaping. I mean, if you're going to plant it, if you're going to buy it, you're going to plant it, you're going to water it, you're going to irrigate it, you're going to trim it, you're going to hedge it. I'm going to eat it,
yep.
That's for sure. No more oleanders for this cowboy.
Yeah, no, we're done.
Mike in Phoenix, welcome to the program. We're going to talk about converting from water, grass lawn, to a xeriscape. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I've got a large backyard, probably 40 deep by 125 wide. It's got grass, Bermuda. There's the big sand pit where we had the Doughboy pool when the kids were younger, and a big chili and mesquite tree in the back of it. And it's time to go to desert and make it look pretty again. What's the best plan?
Well, first thing you want to do is plan, and that means decide how you want to use the space. If you're going to take that grass out, and if you end up putting a hardscape in the area, just the practice of putting that hardscape in may deal with getting rid of the grass. If you want to get rid of it and do other plantings in the area, the best way to do it would be to chemically kill that turf grass. It's getting a little late in the season for that, so that might be a bit out of sync with the season. Might need to wait till spring to kill it. Or dig it out, but that's a lot of work. Got to go down.
You have to dig.
You
got to
get the roots
out. 12 inches deep.
Oh yeah, and I mean truthfully, they have documented Bermuda grass roots going down 6-8 feet plus. So
8 feet.
Yes, in the Arcadia area. So
wow.
You know, it's a deep rooted lawn.
That's just wrong.
you can try solarizing it with a dark material like a black plastic. That takes a long time, of course, to kill. You know, obviously, in the interest of expediency, we like to use a chemical to kill it. So,
and what you were talking about waiting to the spring, it's going dormant right now, and it won't absorb the chemicals.
You can't kill it if it's dormant. Exactly.
Now, Bill, you own and operate Think Green Irrigation. Mm-hmm. It is a full service design, build, landscape, irrigation, mm-hmm. hardscape, installation, contracting company.
You described it well.
I mean, how would people access you, or if they had an opportunity to ask more questions that they couldn't get in this particular morning, how would people reach you?
Please call me. You can call me at my office number, 480-922-9497. You can visit our website and give us an email at thinkgreenaz.com.
And I can verify that Bill has done this his entire life. I went to work for his dad in about 1973. And I don't even think you were in first grade
no.
back then.
Well, I was a little older than that. I was actually in 73. I would have been 9.
Well, what grade are you in at 9? I was just getting into kindergarten at 9. What grade were you in?
Hey, Mike.
Well, okay.
Mike, real quick, go ahead and salute your son for us.
My son, Sam. United States Marines. And I'm so proud. It's just a great kid.
Very good. Well, we appreciate the call and
should
appreciate
be
the...
Should be very proud.
Yes, absolutely. See if we can sneak one more in here real quick with Jason. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hey, guys. Pleasure to talk to you.
Go ahead. We're running short.
Question about the moringa tree. I'm thinking about planting a couple around the yard. Though it's a tree of life, what things can I do to prepare for those trees coming in?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If I knew what it was, I could tell you a little bit more about it. But I'm not familiar with that tree.
The moringa tree, moringa? The tree of life.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's the moringa tree. It is called the tree of life. You can harvest the leaves, the bark, and make teas and different powders from it.
I would have checked with one of the societies in Phoenix, the Rare Fruit Society.
Bill, you're going to do the same thing that I've done the last 25 years I'm on air. When a client calls and asks something on air that I don't know about, I spend a week and I become educated on it.
I'll know next week.
So we may just get his information, have Bill and he talk offline during the week about the moringa tree of life. We are the Homeowner's Tree of Life right here for all Arizona homeowners. Stay tuned.
Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at Rosie on the House.